Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Brandon Taubman, the Chief Information Officer and Experienced Data Scientist at Stablewood Properties. Brandon is known for his time as Assistant General Manager with the Houston Astros, where he combined qualitative analysis with cutting-edge technology and data science to transform the team's recruiting strategy. Mr. Taubman joins us today to discuss the role data science plays in our everyday lives, from baseball operations to real estate investing. Mr. Taubman, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me and for the flattering introduction.
Well, you're certainly welcome and most deserving. We didn't want to leave anything out, and I'm sure there's more we could add as well. Now, for starters, tell us about Stablewood Properties. What challenges and exciting things that you have going on as Chief Information Officer there?
Yeah, happy to do so. The most simple explanation of Stablewood is that we're a private equity real estate shop. We invest institutional capital and commercial real estate assets, but lots of firms carry that same high-level description. So what I like to say about Stablewood and what makes us truly special is the technology and the data capabilities that we have. The company itself was formed by a team of data scientists, half real estate veterans, and we're trying to make every step of the real estate investment process better, faster, more efficient for the investor. That's the crux of it. Now, currently we're in what they call the net lease space, but we're actively working on new strategies. And the reason why is our technology is truly what they call broadband. And so as a young company, we have a lot of growth potential because our technology can do so much, so many different things. To answer your question, what excites me the most in real estate is the same thing that challenges me the most. It's the data quality. Unlike in baseball, where you have immaculate records of in-game events, the data in real estate is highly fragmented, is the term I like to use. So to dig a little deeper on that, in baseball and in my current work at Rock Island Analytics, my other company, we have roughly 25 million pitches thrown since the creation of pitch tracking technology. We have decades of performance records, and so it's rare that you don't have the data that you need to answer certain questions. Conversely, in real estate at Stablewood, private transactions dominate deal flow, and data aggregators are well behind the curve. So the data is incomplete and inexact, and that means building accurate and reliable systems and models is more difficult. It also means there's higher barriers of entry for the competition. So there's opportunity for us to figure it out and get a huge head start.
Well, I tell you what, analytics and data science certainly is quite interesting, from baseball to real estate, no doubt about that. And really great to have you on to touch on this per your expertise. Now, I'd be curious, what actually originally sparked your interest in data science?
Yeah, so a desire to be a better investor is the short answer. If you think about my 15-year career at this point, I've strived to be and maybe hopefully I've already become a great investor. Whether it's derivatives such as the ones that I transacted on early in my career at Barclays Investment Bank and at Ernst & Young, or it's baseball players or real estate, I see an opportunity to use data to make better decisions. To put it another way, data, in my view, is a structured interpretation of history. And as we all know, since days of grade school, history is likely to repeat itself. And so with data, you can build models that help you understand what events or outcomes might be coming in the future. And if you do that well, you'll be ahead of the competition.
And that is certainly one important factor, staying ahead of the competition, no doubt. Now, prior to Stablewood Properties, you worked as the Assistant General Manager for the Houston Astros, as we mentioned earlier. Why is data science crucial to managing baseball operations?
Yeah, so speaking to the time that I was at the Astros, I can say that data science was very much at the heart of our operations across baseball functions, player development, scouting, R&D, and so on. When we started the rebuild, you know, data was most relevant in the creation of our draft model. So much like Billy Beane and the A's during the so-called Moneyball revolution, the idea for us was to source historic structured data to better predict the future of amateur players, right? Players coming out of high school, junior college, and college, so that we could, you know, better understand whether we should draft them and what their career outcomes would be. In the international amateur space, players coming largely out of the Dominican Republic and Venezuela, we use data, specifically pitch tracking data and a host of wearable physiological monitors to better understand and project the career outcomes of young international amateur players. And in this way, the Astros data revolution was very similar to what the A's had done about a decade prior. But then during my time at the Astros, we took it a step further and we said, what if we can use data to proactively change and improve the career outcomes of our players, right? Rather than to take a sort of passive role in player selection and evaluation, what if we empower the players directly with world-class data and tools so that they could be the best versions of them, their selves? And with this mentality, we had so much success. I remember traveling around the country to all of our affiliates to meet with every player in our organization, along with colleagues, and to talk with the players directly about their player development opportunities that we saw in the data. And, you know, initially there were some good and bad conversations both, but ultimately it led to a tremendous amount of success for the organization. And one kind of final remark there is that in my view, our willingness to empower the players directly through data was the main reason that the Astros had as much success as they did over recent history. This is an organization that's produced so much talent from its farm system and has helped to turn a bunch of lesser known players with lesser expectations into world-class athletes who to present day, as we follow the playoffs, continue to contribute wins at the major league level. So it was truly a team effort amongst players, analysts, and coaches. And as I watch from the outside in now, it seems that that success is continuing.
Yeah, most definitely. Some real interesting details here. If you're a sports fan and especially a Major League Baseball fan, you can really appreciate this information as well. Today, we're joined by Mr. Brandon Taubman, the Chief Information Officer and an experienced data scientist at Stablewood Properties. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast. Now, continuing on, when you joined the team back in 2013, the Astros had averaged a 54-108 loss record over a three-year period of time. By 2017, Houston won the World Series, and that was an amazing feat. Now, what technology did you pioneer during that time, and what role did your analytics crew, or the nerd cave as they call it, have to do with this turnaround?
Quite a lot. I'll say first, I had the opportunity to work with a lot of great people at the Astros. And, you know, as I rose from analyst to assistant general manager, I got a lot of accolade or praise for the analytics effort. But I truly worked with a lot of great people that made it happen. And by the way, with the growth of our analytics effort over the course of a 7-8 year period, we eventually outgrew the nerd cave and it became more like a nerd trading floor, a true sight to be seen. But you know, it is true or fair to say that we went from truly pathetic, to be frank, in terms of the quality of the baseball operation, the quality of the minor league farm system, the quality of the major league team, to one of the most successful sports organizations in history, even with all the controversy. And, you know, it's an organization that continues to dominate the present day. So it's a pleasure to watch. Now, I will say that analytics was truly embraced by the organization, always by leadership, but at first not so much by the players and coaching staff. And over the course of time, as our analytics initiatives yielded positive results, the trust built. The best examples are, you know, first with the infield shift. In 2013, we were shifting more times than any team in baseball. Our shifts were more dramatic than any team in baseball in the early years. And we created roughly 4 wins a year extra with our shifting, just a tactical decision about where to position our infielders defensively. And at first the pitchers were uncomfortable with it and there was a lot of pushback, but I think as they saw more of the ground balls that they yielded converted into outs, they bought in. And now you know, every team in baseball shifts as much as the Astros do. Now, same with the utilization of this pitch level data that I mentioned previously. We discovered applications to use pitch level data, you know, how is what's the velocity of the pitch, the vertical and horizontal break of the pitch, and so on. We wanted to use that data to help pitchers be the best versions of themselves. So, you know, at first there was skepticism that, that came out of this analysis performed on 20 million pitches thrown over history. And I think what happened was we had some continued success with the likes of Colin McHugh, Charlie Morton, Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, and so on. And with the success of those pitchers, the buy-in went up like a hockey stick. And so I have 1,000 more examples of how we applied data and how it took shape over the course of time, particularly in player development and sports medicine. But time would probably not allow to go through all of those.
Yeah, I'm sure. And so intriguing. And of course, I'm a longtime Major League Baseball supporter and fan. So I could talk to you day and night about all this and pick your brain. But what you've shared with us is really awesome. Lastly, how does data science aid your decision making on CRE investments? And what excites you the most about applying machine learning to traditional investing? Talk to us about that as we conclude today.
Yeah, good question. What excites me is that there's a wealth of data out there that most institutions and market participants are not making great use of. And so there's an opportunity with data science to get ahead of the competition and make better investments than the competition. That's a short answer. So here's an example. On the buying side at Staplewood, when we actually go to buy assets, you know, we're in currently in our net lease space, it's probably a $20 billion market per year. And we have a proprietary system that utilizes what we call AI-assisted underwriting. It could basically underwrite every deal on the market using data and basic deal terms to let us know what the prospective returns are on any given asset. We're the only player in our space doing that. Other shops will selectively look at and underwrite deals that may fit their investment criteria. We look at everything. With technology, we could take a, you know, boil the ocean sort of approach. And then with all of our predictive analytics, we're able to understand where is land value likely to increase, where is income and population likely to increase in the future. And so we can look at all the assets out there and basically pick off the top 5% in the market in lightning speed and with the opportunity for investors to have, you know, outsized growth potential or returns because we're picking them better. And so, you know, that's an example of how we're using data science in commercial real estate investments to do better. And that's just one example on the buy side, but we're also closing on these assets, managing these assets, and selling these assets. And so you can imagine that we have different softwares or applications that support us doing business better, cheaper, faster at every step along the way.
Brandon, really appreciate your visit with us here today. Really some intriguing information. It doesn't matter where you apply data science. It certainly is getting you ahead of the competition with the access to all this data. And again, we thank you for sharing details per your experience and expertise. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on Staplewood Properties. Where's the best place to do so online?
Well, one place to go is Staplewood.com. You'll see a bunch on you know, my personal professional profile, but also the company and what we're trying to do. And for any viewers interested in connecting, you can find me on LinkedIn or Twitter.
Easy enough, and we'll leave those links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Taubman, all the best. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
And certainly was our pleasure, and you have a good one as well. We've been speaking with Brandon Taubman, the Chief Information Officer and Experienced Data Scientist at Staplewood Properties. And for all the details, simply visit Staplewood.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.